Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I wish you. your understanding, so you'll say, this is the day, and now is the time, and this is the place, and I'll no longer look back, and I'll no longer wonder when, but I'll declare, now is the time, and the Spirit of God shall work in my house, and in my family, and in my children, and in my address, not someplace else, but in my house, and the Spirit of God shall rest upon me, so you can declare it and shout it out loud. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad.
Thank you, mighty Lord, mighty Jesus, mighty, mighty Yeshua, mighty, hallelujah, Jehoshua. Praise you, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. Well, shalom, shalom, my brother, my sister, hallelujah. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. This is your brother in Christ, Brother Elvi Zapata. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for the opportunity to be here tonight to share his revelation, his message, his word. Amen and glory to him and nobody else. Hallelujah. Well, shalom to each and one of you listening at home. Hallelujah. I hope the Lord blesses you tonight through this program. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. We are grateful for his mercy, his love that endures forever, my brother and sister. We're looking forward to his coming. Hallelujah. That is hallelujah. We are now standing in zero time before his return, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. What else needs to happen that will not happen quickly? Every single event are going to happen quickly. My brother and sister, praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We are keeping our eyes on Jesus. No matter what happened, do so, my brother and sister. Don't let anything or anyone distract you from the way of the Lord. Remember, his will be done and not ours. This is an important hallelujah that we need to understand. Amen. Hallelujah. We really had a really tough weekend, bad weather this weekend, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. But God has been merciful, and we're able to be here tonight. We thank God. He has kept us. He has protected us. Hallelujah. Our property, everything, my brother and sister, we thank him for that. It's been his mercy. It's been his grace. His grace is sufficient, as the word of God says, my brother and sister. Shalom to Sister Luna, Sister Consuelo, Brother Brian, David, Ezra, Brother Benjamin, Brother Strata, the Lord's servant. Shalom to each and one of you and those that are logging in. Praise you, Lord. We thank God for his love, for his mercy. I believe we're going to have a great program tonight. I receive a revelation from the Lord that I know that I know. It's going to touch your heart in a special way. God always has a word for us. Thank you, Lord, and we are grateful. We are grateful. My brother and sister, yes, shalom, Sister Luna and Sister Consuelo. My brother and sister, he is so good. He is so awesome. He's given me another revelation, hallelujah, and show me something that I did not know. Hallelujah, but his word is true. I share here that the Lord usually will give me a word or reveal me something that I never seen before in all my life. In 50 years this year, I never heard it. I never saw it in my whole life, my brother and sister. 30 years a Christian, 37 since God called me. My brother and sister, 37 years ago. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I like to make sure people can hear me fine before I go into the word and the revelation of the Lord. My brother and sister, I would not want you to miss what we have to share tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So we know that Father God, the Lord, it confirms his word to us one way or another. He speaks it to us, my brother and sister. Dream and vision, it has been one of the way God has spoken to his servant. When he called Abraham, he came to him in a dream and spoke with Abraham. When he came to Jacob, he came to him in a dream, my brother and sister, hallelujah. And when he has kept speaking to all his servants since the beginning, it has been to dreams and vision, my brother and sister. It's just such a powerful way for God to speak to us, and it's not to be ignored. A lot of people have dreamed that they ignore, and it could be a message of God for their lives. I remember when the Lord had me speak on this matter, back in 2012 on the Lord's Hour when we began here. And about 2013, 2014, had the sister contact me and said, Brother Elvie, I thank God for your ministry that I came across online. Your message is so true. It's just a wonderful end time message because God spoken to me through a dream that I did not listen to God, and I pay a high price for not listening, she said. My brother and sister, it's so important we listen to God when he speaks to us. And there are people who God has spoken to, my brother and sister, to dreams and vision that God told them to be in repenting daily. But their doctrine, their local church doctrine, did not go according to what God said to them. And they decided to listen to their leaders, their pastor, their minister, instead of what God was saying to them. And in the great tribulation, they find themselves later really mad at their pastor, really angry, and even of God. Because they say, how can God allow this man to deceive me and mislead me? My brother and sister, I listened to my pastor who I thought it was this man of God or this woman of God, and now I find myself, they say, in the great tribulation. Because I believe what they taught, what they're teaching, the local doctrine, my brother and sister. How would this possible? How can God allow this man or this woman to deceive me, they say, my brother and sister. And it's sad. It's sad. Yet again, God took me to the great tribulation Friday morning. I meant to share on Sunday, but it's all in God's timing. I tell you that we can plan. We can plan, and we do. powerful. I'm going to go on. I'm going to come on Sunday and share this with my brothers and sisters. This is so powerful. I know God will minister to them through them. And again, it doesn't happen because I'm not in control. It's all in God's timing. It's all in God's perfect timing, my brother and sister, not in our timing. Praise the Lord. But when we are committed to him, to repenting, to seeking him daily, let his will be done. I was telling my son today that when you pray to God, when you ask God and you wait on him, that is humility. First of all, when you pray, it's humility. When you believe and trust God, that's humility because you are depending on him. You're not going crazy to do what you want to do without asking God first, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. It's so important we depend on God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55, verse 9, which will be the title of this message, I believe. For us, the heavens are higher than the earth. So are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts, said Father to me in the great tribulation. My brother and sister this week, hallelujah, they are higher than our ways. His ways are higher, Father says to me. With a loud archangel voice, he spoke with me. He wanted to make sure I hear him well. One of the last times the Lord spoke to me with an archangel voice and Father, my Lord, my God, I thought my ears was going to break. I thought I was going to bleed out of my ears, my brother and sister, because it was so strong and so loud. Thank you, Jesus. Shalom, Sister Renee. Praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Remember our Bible study, Babylon the Great, the falling system, which is the Babylonian system, the system of the Antichrist. The last day system in which our world, our country, our governments find themselves involved, putting billions of dollars, taxpayer money into in the last day. The vaccine against the coronavirus is part of the Babylonian, fallen Babylonian system. And if you take the vaccine, you are saying that you are depending on man and not on God. My brother and sister. And it's not that God has forsaken you, but it's that you are forsaking God, my brother and sister. That's what Father led me to understand in the great tribulation. If you take the vaccine, God is not forsaking you. You are forsaking God. You are the one choosing to walk away from him, from trusting his son. Oh, man, is it going to be a high price to be paid when you turn your back on God? My brother and sister, there's been people in the Bible that have turned their back on God, and it's not been well for them, my brother and sister. The children of Israel in the book of Judges, Joshua, turned their back on God several times. And several times they did, the enemy came in there, stole everything they had, and left them broke. And when they cry back to God again, repented and cry back to him, God blesses them again. God increased everything they had, and God multiplied them. God blesses them again. And then again, they turned their back on God and worship other gods. And then again, God allowed the enemy to come in there and steal from them and take all the blessing that God himself has given them. The blessing he brought to them with his own hand from the third heaven, third level. God allowed this wicked one from the pit of hell to come into the land of the Jewish people and steal from them his blessing that he has given them. My brother and sister, every time you turn your back on God, your enemy is going to come and steal from you more than what you are willing to give him. The enemy is not going to come in and say, excuse me, okay, may I have some of what you have? No. Your enemy will come by force, by mandate, and take what you have by force, even using the army, and come and knock on your door. And not willingly, they want to bassinate you. That's how your enemy has done it in the past with the children of Israel with their mandates, and they work for the devil because most of the people force into their lies. But Jesus, when his disciple in Matthew 24 wanted to know what will be the sign of his coming, hallelujah, he says to them, be ye not deceived. Many will come in my name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Many false prophets will come in my name to deceive you. Don't listen to them. Be careful. Hallelujah. Because they are preaching in the last days, and they are telling you it's okay for you to be vaccinated after they've been vaccinated, they've been removed out of their own body. And there's demon dwelling in them, my brother and sister. I'm going to go into the word now so I can go into the revelation. Thank you, Jesus. But in case you're wondering where's my biblical proof, hallelujah, Psalm 9:17, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. Hallelujah. Another translation says alive. Okay? Will turn into hell alive. Isaiah 55:9, then, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my way higher than your way, my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Hallelujah. Jonah 2. The Bible says that from inside the fish, Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God. Jonah prayed, I called the Lord in my distress, and he answered me. From the depth of my watery grave, hell is another translation for grave, I cry for help. Out of hell, he cried for help. And you heard my cry. In case you're wondering, Brother Elvie, those that are being vaccinated, that their soul are being taken to hell, can they cry out from there? Will God hear them? And the Bible says, yes. Yes. Because Jonah is not better. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jonah is not better than any of us. Pray for your family vaccinated and be careful with them. Yes. Be very careful. Okay? My brother and sister, God heard Jonah cry, but this was a cry of repentance. It's different. It is a cry of repentance that Jonah did, my brother and sister, before God. And God heard that cry of repentance. Okay, I'm going to share with you what Father showed me in the Great Tribulation in a few. You threw me into the deep. Who threw Jonah into the deep? Jonah said, God did. God did. Father did. Hallelujah. Because when God says enough is enough, when God has sent his servant to speak to his servant and they ignore his voice, as he has done in America and the rest of the world, they have ignored the pastor, the leader, the messenger of the Lord, those that have said, thou sayest the Lord. They have mocked him. They have laughed at them. They have ignored them. They have threw away their message, my brother and sister, and refused to listen. And God has said, enough is enough, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. You threw me into the deep, says Jonah, into the depth of the sea, and water surround me, and all the white cup on your way has sworn over me. Then I brought and I have banished from your side, from thy sight, where I ever see your holy temple again, Jonah, wonder. While he was thrown in hell, Jonah wondered, will he be able to go back to God's house again? Okay? Because when God allowed these people to go to church, when God had his people go to church, they now went to church to repent. They went to church to applaud politicians. They went to church, my brother and sister, hallelujah, to support lesbian marriage and homosexual marriage and support abortions. There are many churches in the United States, Europe, and around the world that support these three mega Obama nation, my brother and sister. These mega sins are supported by many churches, by mega churches on the earth, my brother and sister. And they thought it was okay with God, because they thought that if they say yes, God will say yes also. And they were wrong. And this is why, like the blind leading the blind, they opened the door for the bison, and they began to recommend their people to be vaccinated first more than anyone. The mega churches in the United States, Europe, and the world have opened the door for the bison, my brother and sister, especially to the Moderna and the Johnson & Johnson, the two-headed beast, Johnson & Johnson bison, and they have vaccinated their members. The pastors and the leaders that are supposed to lead in them, they never went to God and say, God, may we vaccinate your people. Father, is this vaccine yours? Should we take this vaccine, oh God? They never asked God. And when they are facing God on that day, oh my Lord, when they face him, they're going to face an angry God, my brother and sister, because their false leading, they're going to be rebuked by him, my brother and sister. And on that day, they may say, oh God, your grace is sufficient. And God will say, shut up, be quiet. I'm speaking now. I gave you the time to repent and speak, and you did not listen to me. Be quiet now. I am the judge now. Okay? My brother and sister. Because God has given them the time and the hour and the years for them to repent and to come to him. My brother and sister. And they haven't. They began to vaccinate their own members. You can look online on Google. You can search at Google your local churches that are vaccinating people, and hundreds and thousands of them comes up quickly on your Google. Your local church vaccinating their own members, my brother and sister. It's an Obama nation, the Antichrist that we're living. This is the Antichrist fallen Babylon, the Obama nation that we're living, my brother and sister. Terrible. It's a terrible thing to fall into the hand of a living God. Hallelujah. Jonah said in his cry, water surround me, threatening my life. You think God is playing around? This man was an anointed prophet of the Lord. If you call anyone church, Jonah was a church. He was anointed by God. God spoke to him directly. Not through any other vessel. Directly he heard the voice of God and decided to be disobedient. And God will not put up with it. God's not going to put up with it. He had enough. My brother insisted. First with the angels. And Michael, get him out of here. My brother insisted. He ordered the leader of his army to get him out of there. Under the leadership of his son, the commander-in-chief, my brother insisted. And God ordered the fallen ones out. And he told them, I remember, he said to Brother Larry, before they follow him, I let them know, if you follow him, you'll never return back to this place, God said to them. And they decided to follow him, my brother insisted. They were out of that state, but those that decided to follow him don't have a chance to return back to heaven, my brother insisted. Hallelujah. The deep sea covered me completely, says the prophet. Sea was wrapped around my head. He was going deep. To the foot of the mountain, I sank to the bottom. My Lord, my God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Can you hear me? Thank you, Lord. I think I lost my connection there for a second. Praise you, Yeshua. He sank to the bottom, my brother and sister. Okay? He sank to the bottom. It was not easy for him, my brother and sister. to begin to experience the things that he was going through, my brother and sister. Because as people say, this is not for us. This is for the wicked. God will not punish the righteous with the wicked. We say, wicked turn. If the righteous turn wicked, of course he will, my brother and sister. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. Well, I think I went ahead here. I went down to the bottom of the mountain, the earth where hurt barred was about me forever. This is the feeling of anyone who goes to hell, my brother and sister. When a soul goes down to hell, the one experience that anyone will tell you, you can hear Mary Kay Bassett's testimony out of hell. What is the experience that people who goes down to hell experience? That hell is forever. Jonah had the same experience. This here is a clue or a direct confirmation that he was in hell. Because he experienced that place, my brother and sister, forever. Hallelujah. Forever, yes, that brought me in my life from correction. Oh, my Lord, my God. And Jonah can testify that this was God punishing him. It was God punishing him who brought this punishment because of a disobedience and sin, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. And then he said, when my soul fainted within me, hallelujah, I remember the Lord, and my prayer came unto thee, unto thy holy temple, that they are served lying vanity, forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that which I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Again, salvation is of the Lord, my brother and sister. It is for you and I to repent, but never forget that salvation is of the Lord. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, we are on his mercy. And he had mercy on whom he wants to have mercy. And Jonah, he had plenty of mercy, like he had in our lives. But this is why you must continue to repent every day and stay away from the biasing and every misleading lie of man, my brother and sister. When the Lord told me back in 2011, 2010, to tell his people to stay away from the church, when I came on the air in 22 and told people that, it was like people were falling back from this chair. How dare you say something like that? The house of God, you telling people to stay away? LV, where do you bring this message? Are you crazy? You are misleading people. God is going to punish you for this. How can you say such a thing? And I'm like, yeah, but I heard the Lord said this is not my church anymore. And the Lord himself told me this, to stay away from the church, to seek in my home, my brother and sister. And when I said this to the people, my Lord, I didn't know that the church can be an angry mob, my brother and sister, mafia. I didn't know the church can be an angry mafia, my brother and sister, like back in the 30 mafia. But if you say something against the mafia, you're talking about against the family. And it was all the family rising up. We're taking you down, LV. How dare you say that, my brother and sister? Huh? No. It's that we must listen to the Lord. Let his will be done in our own. Hallelujah. The Lord took me to the great tribulations, my brother and sister. While I was there, I was in New Jersey, between New Jersey and New York. And in the great tribulation, I began to look at New York City. I could see New York City and New Jersey. It was like a desolated wilderness. And looking as I used to looking for New Jersey, I grew up in New Jersey. And I used to look like to New York, look at those, the Empire State Building, the Twin Tower. And all that, my brother and sister, looking at all those buildings. And this time in the Great Tribulation, I looked to New York, and it was like a desolated wilderness, building with damage. Nuclear weapon had leveled the United States. My brother and sister, I believe it was about 5 years into the Great Tribulation, and this already happened. Whatever tower was standing, it was like a piece of, like a corner of the tower was standing, black smoke. Because when nuclear weapon hits, it levels everything, turns everything into fire. It consumes everything. And if it was a piece of steel standing, it was completely black, like it would stand a blast. My brother insisted, and it was been burning. It was completely black. And as I'm there, I felt like crying for New York and New Jersey, for the United States, because I knew that the entire nation was the same anywhere. This beautiful nation came to my mind. It was so beautiful, as I remember. There's no beauty in her anymore. It was destroyed. Nuclear weapon from Russia and China, as the Lord has shown me, had devastated this nation. There was no life in it much anymore. Whoever survived that, my brother and sister, were living under the worst condition a human being can live in. My brother and sister, oh my Lord, oh my God. There was a building, like an abandoned building that I remember, where they heavily made, like in a parking, like one of those buildings where there's a parking lot, for example. And it has a lot of concrete and steel in it. And because they are in the lower level, if a nuclear weapon hits, it will destroy that building, the house, but then that lower level is still there. As I go into this house, in this place, I tell you, now it's someone's house, I see a man there, a minister I knew, a Christian. My brother and sister, he has taken the vaccine. He has been vaccinated before going into the Great Tribulation. And I'm going to repeat this again because Jesus said it to me, like with the voice of an archangel. Oh, the vaccinated will change into beast. Oh, big and small, rich and poor, slave or bond or free. They're going to change, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. This man was on the floor. He could hardly breathe. The air was polluted with nuclear. My brother and sister, the water was polluted. There was no drinkable water anymore. The food was also polluted, as there were any animal alive or anything was polluted by nuclear, my brother and sister. Oh, my Lord, my God, I began to cry for this man because I'm looking at him. He was in agony. He was in the most terrible pain any human being can be. And I began to cry for him. And I say, God, can God allow this suffering on this man? I said, he was on the floor. My brother and sister, he didn't have the strength to get up, to stand. And even if he tried, he didn't have no strength anymore. His body was about to shut down or was shutting down already. And I can see his mouth opening, my brother and sister, like when someone is dying. I don't know if you've seen someone dying in that last minutes. My brother and sister, it's something so terrible. to see a human being dying this way. I kept crying. And I say, how can God allow someone to suffer so much? I said, oh, my Lord, my brother and sister, it was one of the most terrible things I ever seen of a human being suffering this way. My brother and sister, I remember when the Lord took me to China, he began to lower me in the seat of China. And as the Lord was taking me to the bottom of the Sea of China, under the bottom of the Sea of China, about 100 feet below the sea, the ground of the sea, there is prisons there. And I saw these people in prisons there by the Chinese government. And in this prison, I saw these people connected, hallelujah, with hoses to their body, to somehow be kept alive. You know that the bottom of the sea, the temperature is so cold, 30 and 40 degrees, my brother and sister. It's really cold. And you need to have special clothing and special heater in order to stay. No. They were dying slowly there. At the moment they were put in there, they will not last 1 week alive. But somehow, the Chinese government keeps them alive because they, my brother and sister, they sell their part to the international market. So those people cannot die because their body parts are sold to international government. In the United States, one of the governments that purchased those body parts, the hospital here, my brother and sister, it is terrible, terrible. The wickedness and evils of man is terrible on this earth. And the Lord wanted to show me, so I will tell you, my brother and sister, hallelujah, they keep those people apart, alive in the worst condition that any human being can be. But this man that I was looking in the Great Tribulation 5 years into it, he still had 2 more years to go. But about this, my brother and sister, it was the most terrible thing, the most terrible time he find himself in, my brother and sister. It was like he was alive, but he wanted to die. And I don't know how far into the Great Tribulation, as I'm standing there now, must be the last of the last. Hallelujah, when the last strength he had, which it was barely nothing, decided to cry out to God. I was there crying, I was telling the Lord, I was saying to God, how can you allow this human being to suffer so much? And he began to cry with every little strength he had in him to God. Like Jonah, out of the belly of hell, out of the belly of the fish in hell, he cried to God, he says. He began to cry to God for mercy, to have mercy on him. And I saw the power of God that began to unleash in this man's body. And as you see, human DNA like a chain. My brother and sister in the medical journal, I saw how the power of God went into this man's body. The demon that was on his body cannot withstand the power of God. They began to flee for their lives. My brother and sisters, and I saw when the power of God went into this body and began to restore his DNA. God showed me his DNA like chain. And I saw when the power of God began to restore what they had corrupted with the technology and nanotechnology. And with every single change of this DNA, I saw the power of God. He began to reverse what they had corrupted that was made in the image of God. In the image of God it was made. God began to restore this man's DNA as he cried out to God out of the belly of hell. And the power of God came, and it was restoring every single joint of that DNA. God was making it new again, because Jesus said after he defeated all devil, all principality on the cross, I make all things new. And God began to restore that DNA and restore and make new. And I saw as he removed the nanotechnology out of the DNA that had replaced many people who've been vaccinated with COVID-19 by seeing who had corrupted their DNA. I saw how the power of God, God wanted me to see, God wanted me to witness. Hallelujah. He began to make those chains of that DNA, those joints, new. He was making them new, my brother and sister, and new. And as he was making the DNA of this person new, the soul from hell was coming back to the body again, my brother and sister. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. God of Abraham, of Isaac, and Isaac. God, we praise you, and we give you glory for your mercy, for your grace that endureth forever. He restored this man's DNA back, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Restored the soul back to this body. Oh, this man cried with such a joy. He cried with the last he has. To God, he was so grateful. And the voice of God came over me. God the Father spoke to me like an archangel. My brother and sister, my ways are higher than yours. My thoughts are higher than yours. Hallelujah. You wanted to know about this matter. Hallelujah. You don't know my ways. They're higher than yours. Hallelujah. That I have planned to do this, he said. Hallelujah. What the devil means for evil, God turned it around for good. But he's going to take everything out of you who's been vaccinated, everything, my brother and sister, for these people to be restored. He's going to take everything. They're like Jonah. They're going to have to cry out. I had a sister who's been vaccinated, said, Brother Elvie, I only took the first by seeing. I should have not listened to my family. I knew God did not want me to take the vaccine, but I took the first by seeing. What do you recommend I do? And I said, cry out to God. I wrote back, just cry out to God. Cry out to God. Jesus said, all the vaccinated will be turned into beasts. Hallelujah. It is zero hour for the church. Zero time for the church. It's what the Lord has said to his servant. 0 hours. My brother and sister, we're living in the 0 hours. If you wonder if there's any more time left, it is 0 hours for us stuck here. God is going to raise his children. God is going to take away his church, his children to heaven. My brother and sister, Jesus promised he will return for us. That way he is, we will also be. We don't need to be afraid or scared. Hallelujah, not a bit. My brother and sister, we're only going to witness, or we are witnessing the last. It's not that we're going to be witnessed. We're already witnessed the last. The Lord showed me a couple of weeks ago that the time where I will not be able to preach here on the Lord's Hour, the time where I will not be able to tell people to repent daily, hallelujah, it's here. It's here. It is here. One of these days, I won't be able to preach anymore. My brother and sister, I don't know if it's next month or next week. Even if I want, the Lord says, even if you want to come on the mic and speak to the people, you're not going to be able to. Hallelujah. Because you're coming home. You're going home. It is it. Because We're in the 0 hour. We're in the 0 hour. If people are not repenting, they have wasted time, precious time, that they are going to regret. This man was in the floor, could not even get up to look for food anymore, could not drink the water. Everything is contaminated with nuclear waste, nuclear contamination, nuclear radiation everywhere, water, air. The air was deadly. The air was deadly. The water was deadly. Pollution everywhere. How can you live on the earth like this, my brother and sister? Only in the great tribulation, because they will elude them. They don't want to be in those bodies. And you wonder why. Because the whole body, I looked at his body, and it looks like he's been smelling the air for so long. He's been bringing that pollution into his body for so long that what his body was, it was in pain like you cannot even imagine. And he already has so much of that pain that his body was shutting down, my brother and sister, completely. Whatever strength he had left was God in his mercy that endured forever. God wanted to show me that when the time comes, God will not abandon them. My brother and sister, he will give them another chance. Our God is a God of second chance, my brother and sister. But you better have family praying for you. You need someone praying for you during that time. Those that are vaccinated, it's going to be difficult. Like you cannot even imagine. Hallelujah. Those that took the easy way into the by sin into hell, they're going to have the harder way out. The harder way out they're going to have it. It's not going to be easy for none of them because they took the easy way out or in. My brother and sister, in the harder way out, hallelujah. What God wanted them right now was to suffer for Christ. Suffer, be in prayer and repenting daily, no matter what. Even if you work 16 hours a day, God wanted you out of those 16 hours to give them a couple hours in prayer at least, or at least 1 hour, crying out to him every day. Because if you have the strength to work 16 hours, then you must have the strength to pray 1 hour. And they even refuse to pray that 1 hour. Now they're going into the great tribulation, vaccinated. It's going to take everything out of them, my brother and sister. It's going to be the most difficult time ever for them. Not going to be easy. His son suffered on the cross, my brother and sister, like people cannot even imagine. He suffered, my brother and sister. But why did he suffer for so much? Okay? And who made the Lord, praise the Lord, suffer so much? Hallelujah. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, God. Let me go to Isaiah 53. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, praise you, Lord. Thank you, Yeshua. Because we need to be reminded. We need to be reminded of what Jesus suffered. That the vaccinated now have rejected what he did on the cross. And they're going to have to suffer, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He had no form. No form. What people in the great tribulation began to encounter is that the human form is changing to beast. It's changing to beast. Part of the suffering. He had no form. No form. Or majesty that will make us look at him. Who wants to look at a beast? Nobody. Jesus was making the likeness of something detestable, something unlike, someone that looked so horrible that you don't want to look upon, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. He had no form. Human beings have a form. We're made in the image of God. his face, his countenance was so destroyed. It was so damaged that had no form, my brother and sister. I don't think any movie had described the suffering of Jesus. Because as far as we are seeing, every single movie they have made of Jesus, he still, while being crucified, he still has a form of a human being. The Bible says, the Word of God says, the Word of God state and establish that he had no form. He had no form. Form in the likeness of God, in another word. He had none. That's why you cannot imagine the Lord. I'm going to tell you, someone saw his face. This dear sister, Shalom, Brother Miguel, had a rebel. Jesus show her the original crucifixion of him. And when she looked, she put his hand over her eyes and cried loudly because he had no form. You cannot imagine. You cannot imagine someone with no form. Because we already imagine people. And we know that everyone has a form, a formation. He had none. That's how badly he was. Like they broke his nose. They broke his face. His lips. You know, when someone, like in Russian prisons, these men get punched so much in their face that when they're taking out some of the testimony, they're so swollen that you cannot see their eyes and nose. And they have to breathe. They cannot even breathe because they're swollen. They look like a beast. I don't want to call the Lord a beast. That's why I'm trying to describe to you how he looked, because I do not want to call the Lord a beast. But these men in the Russian prison, when they go in there, they get punched and kicked a lot on their face. That's why they tell you, when they throw you in jail in Russia, put your hand over your face because they're going to kick you on your face. And your face gets so swollen that you look like a beast. This human being had no form at all. Well, the Lord had no form. Now you get an idea how he looked, my brother and sister, on the cross. He had no form of majesty that would make us look at him. He looked like you would not look at him, my brother and sister. He had nothing in his appearance that would make us desire him. Think about it, how he looked. Nothing. Because you will not see what his nose was or his mouth or his eyes. That's how much they beat him, my brother and sister. That's how much they beat him. And again, when you're beaten like that for so many hours and days, your whole countenance comes out of a form. You lose the form, and you look like a beast, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. He was despised and rejected by people. He was a man of sorrow, familiar with suffering. He was despised like one from whom, hallelujah, people turned their face. And again, if you see a beast, you turn your face from that beast. Especially someone looking horrible. Human being looking like a beast. You say, I don't want to look at that. That's horrible. In certain movies, people don't want to look at them. People don't want to watch certain movies because these beasts look horrible. My brother and sister. And we didn't consider him to be worthy of anything. And certainly he had taken upon himself our suffering and carried our sorrow. But we thought that God had wounded him, beat him, and punished him, my brother and sister. He was wounded for our rebellious act. He was crushed for our sin. Look at the word crush, my brother and sister. Like when you take a hammer and you lay bone on a table and you hit it until they are crushed. That's how he was crushed. Although none of his bone, that's a Bible promise in some will be broken, but he was crushed. All his flesh and skin was broken terribly, my brother and sister. Okay? Praise the Lord. He will punish so that we could have peace and that we receive healing by his wound. For this reason, he was punished, that we will have peace. We will be in God's presence today. And that we will be healed also. My brother and sister, praise you, Yeshua. For that reason, we have all strayed like sheep. And you know what happened when we all go straight like sheep? When we go do and go do our will, God is not having it. Well, anyone who say, I'm just going to do what I like or what I please. I don't care. Ooh, God's not having it. That's not going to fly with Father. Because if he didn't die on the cross, you die. The punishment of sin is dead. That's the price of sin. And that's how Father has said everything since creation. There's no other way. That's why he has to carry it for us in order that we don't have to go through it if we repent and seek him daily and commit to him. Remember when the Lord sent me, told me in his throne a couple years ago, tell my children to commit themselves to me. I said, yes, Lord. He wants commitment from us. Daily repentings, weekly fasting, and his word, meditating on his word. My brother and sister, he suffered for us. If you reject what Jesus did on the cross, and you go the easy way, supposedly take the by sin, oh my Lord, you will have to be crushed. That's what I saw this man going through. The worst of the worst. No food, no water, nothing on this earth. Crushed by the nuclear radiation. If you get nuclear radiation in your body, you will die the most painful death. Imagine him that could not die in the most painful death on the floor. A minister who took the vaccine. God showed me. And Father spoke to me like an archangel with a loud and strong voice. Hallelujah. God is not having it. Whoever takes the vaccine will have the most terrible pain in their lives. He will punish them like they cannot even imagine. He did it to his son who's sitting on his right hand. He'll do it to any of us who refuse his way. Think you're better. Repent. He crushed his son. He allowed his son to be crushed for the sin of humanity. He was so crushed he had no form. Nothing like that you can like looking at him. He was beautiful before he got arrested. In Gethsemane, when he was there with his disciple, and they came to arrest him, where he asked Peter and then, would you pray with me 1 hour? Because he knew the soldier early were coming to arrest him. And he was in tremendous pain because at that moment, he has to give himself into their hand to be brought in, to be kicked and punch until they decide they had enough with him. By the time they brought him before the high priest, my brother and sister, he was bleeding through his face and everything. They wanted to make a mockery of him because supposedly he was breaking the law of Moses with his teaching. My brother and sister, and they fear for themselves as a nation, their religion as a nation. That's why religion had nothing to do with Jesus. Because it was religion that used to punish him, my brother and sister. The Savior of this earth, the creator of this earth, they punish him like a beast because he had no form. When you watch this movie of Jesus and you see this man that get whipped, a few 33 whips, and they arrest him, throw him in jail. He's laying down on a nice bed in jail. They bring him to the cross. He's dying. No. Read Isaiah 53. He had no form. He had no likeness. He was crushed. My brother and sister. Crushed. You look at him. Like looking at someone coming out of this prison in China, they had no form. They got broken nose. Their faces so swollen that they look like beasts. My brother and sister, terrible. Each and one of us, says Isaiah, had turned to go his own way. And the Lord laid all our sin on him. Okay? You die for them as a lamb. Who will go? I said, who will go? Who will go for me? God said. And he said, I. So the Lord decided to come. And God said, I'm going to lay the sin of all of them on you. As a lamb, he came to the slaughter. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. And in Gethsemane, his cry was like drop of blood. Just thinking, knowing, because he knows everything. He knows everything, the present, the past, and the future. He knew what they were going to do to him because these men were under demonic influence. And when our government is under demonic influence like it is now, pastors and ministers get thrown in jail, you never see them again, my brother and sister, because these people are under demonic influence. They're evil. My brother and sister, he was abused. How many people say, oh, I was abused by my father, this and that, or my uncle? The Lord was abused. That means he took your abuse. If you were abused as a child, it's on Christ for you, if you're giving your life to him. He was abused. He was abused and punished. Punished. God, why am I being punished? He was punished for you. In case you're wondering. He was punished the worst. But he didn't open his mouth. When we think it's so unfair, do we open our mouth? Of course we do. He didn't. Let's follow his example. My brother and sister, he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, my brother and sister. He was led. Lambs, when they're brought to the slaughter, they are cut in pieces, my brother and sister. And in our work, is I used to go to the slaughter back in the island. And I seen here some of it, too. And my grandmother used to send me, and I didn't know why. I kept complaining, why me? Saturday morning, she wanted me to go to the slaughter, pick up some meat for her. It was horrible for me to see the animal suffering as it was being killed, my brother and sister. It was terrible. But it had a purpose in my life, seeing the slaughter. My brother and sister, Jesus was slaughtered for you and I. Broken. He was broken for you and I. He was like a sheep that is in silence when his word is cut off. He didn't open his mouth. My brother and sister, when he wasn't there, he was being beaten. They took him out again and to display him over the people as he was bleeding and cut and all that. They did it again to the point that he had no form. He didn't look like a human anymore. If we had a picture of Jesus when they did this, and you compare it to any of these Hollywood movies they make of him, none of the movies are even 10% or 7% close to the original suffering of Jesus. because none of these movies show you him without any form. None of them come close to the real suffering of Jesus. None of them. That's why the people cannot imagine. Our youth, our people growing up, they can, that's why the Lord keeps telling his people, my children go into my word. My children read my word. My children study my word, he keeps saying to his prophet. Because people turn out, put a Hollywood movie in of Jesus and they think that's enough. No, it's not. Because they don't even come close to the Bible. They don't come close to the Bible. And when you read the Bible, that he had no form. In all the movie, he has form. He still got his nose, his mouth, and all that. Now, if I show you a photo of a prisoner in Russia from another country who's been arrested there, and through the jail, when they kick them in the face and they punch them, and they break their nose, they break their mouth, they break everything, and they're all swollen. They look like a monster. They look like a monster. A bear looks more beautiful than they. Cannot even see what the nose is. My brother and sister, he had no form. Nothing desirable. My brother and sister, think about that now. He was arrested, taken away, and judged. Who would have thought that he would be removed from the world? When the world is the world need him the most. The world need him the most. But the world rejected him and kicked him out. Remove him. My brother and sister. Even though he is a savior of the world, they rejected him. Now he is a savior of them that have received him and have made them into the family of God. The world he will judge and burn. My brother and sister. Burn. He was killed because of my people's rebellion, says the prophet. He was placed in the tomb with the wicked. He was put there with the rich when he died. Although he had done nothing violent and had never spoken a lie, my brother and sister, done nothing violent and never spoken a lie. Never. This is one thing. This is why you might trust the Lord. This is why humanity, this is why the church might trust God, because he had never lied. Every promise of him in his word, he bring to pass 100%. You can never go wrong trusting God. Never. But I bet you if you trust the governing man, everything will go wrong. You will end up in the tomb and you will end up in hell. Look at the vaccinated trust in the government. Oh, take the vaccine. It will protect you from COVID-19. And they run like the blind after the blind. And when they open their eyes, they're in hell. Two demons are bringing them down. Where are you taking me? Where are you taking me? Come on. You belong to us. Be quiet. And they take them down. And down there, get on your knees now and worship the devil. No, but I'm a servant of God. I worship God only. You what? You don't want to worship Satan down here? Do you know what we're going to do to you now? You're going to have to end up worshiping whether you like it or not. We're going to torment and punish you like you cannot even imagine, the demon tells the people now. But, oh, what did I do that? Every single one that heard me in the Lord's hour, that went and got vaccinated, Jesus showed them to me face to face in hell. They look at me and they knew right away that they should have listened. And the brother said, Brother Elby was right in hell, they say this. And hell, now they know I was right. But we got a bunch of people still doubting my message. Whether they have God or not, they wonder. Oh, you better go to the Lord. You better go to God. You better go to God. Because I tell you, there are 65 people in hell now that have listened to me. That they are sure 100% of my message are of God. But right now, they're in hell. They're in hell. But they 100% know that my message are of God. But people on the earth, a lot of them are not sure yet. They still wonder. They still doubt whether the message God has given me are his or not. Oh, you better fast and go to the Lord. Fast. Please fast. Read Isaiah 58. If you want to stop listening to the Lord's hour and you want to go and fast for 20 days, for 30 days, please do it. Please. Just go and fast with the Lord. And say, Lord, I need you to confirm this. Brother Elvie, message to me. Lord, is it true that people are going to turn into beasts? It is true, Lord, that those vaccinated, they're going to remove from their body, and you're going to hear the more loud and powerful yes you ever heard in your life from the Lord, from the Father, from the Holy Spirit. It will be so loud that it will shake in your whole body, the yes you're going to receive from him. This is nothing to be playing with. Father God spoke to me like an archangel, so the Lord, my brother and sister, I believe God is saying to me, I don't know how clear my son I can speak to you, because he has spoken to me face to face. My brother and sister, what excuse that I have? Hallelujah, about to speak his message. Spoken with me face to face in heaven, as he spoke with Moses. As he visited Abraham and all of them, I have seen him face to face, and he has spoken his word to me. What excuse do I have? I see the archangel, seraphim on fire, next to his throne, as the Bible says, and God speaking with me. My brothers, what excuse do I have? Can I ever say, no, God did not speak to me? No, I can never say those words, because I know he has. My brother and sister, his word and not mine. My brother and sister, verse 10, it was the Lord will to crush him. Who is going to crush these vaccinated in the great tribulation? My brother and sister, it got his name in it, the Lord. The Lord is going to crush them. My brother and sister, if you get to by seeing, listen to me. God is going to crush you. He did it to his son. You reject what his son did, he's going to do it to you now. My brother and sister, there's no other way. No other way. He will crush you. You will not escape his hand. If you take that by seeing and you go into the great tribulation, yes, you'll turn into a beast. You'll be eating human. You'll be eating beasts. You'll be eating a lot of things. When the Lord gets his hand on you, he'll crush you. You will be in tremendous suffering. As I saw this man, I cry every second. I was in front of this man in the floor suffering. This minister that got to my scene, God wanted to show it to me. I was crying like a baby. My tear would not stop running out of me. Somehow I had a hedge of protection around me where the pollution of the air of the great tribulation will not harm me at all. I could breathe fine. God was with me, my brother and sister. But I was crying every single minute, second. And I was saying, Lord, how can you allow someone to suffer so much? Hallelujah. God had crushed this man for taking the by sin. There's no other way. He did it to his son. Of course he'll do it to you. Hallelujah. Don't say it's not his mercy so. Because the punishment of sin is dead. Hallelujah. My brothers, the punishment of sin is dead. Hallelujah. Joel said, even if he kills me, I will worship him. When I was telling Brother Benjamin, he was visiting me here. I was telling Brother Benjamin this, and Brother Ben says to me, Job, Brother Elvie, just like Job. Looks like he was in the book of Job. And when I share this with him, I feel such an anointing when he said this from God. Such a confirmation, brother and sister. Job suffered, my brother and sister, so much that he cursed that day in which he was born. My brother, his suffering was unbearable to anyone. It was really difficult and hard. My brother and sister, sin. That's the price of sin. My brother and sister. Yes, it was the Lord will to crush him with suffering. Yes. Isaiah 50, so you can remember. It was the Lord's will. It was Father's will. It was Father's will. It will be Father's will on your life. If you take the vaccine, if he wants to save you, you can be sure. If you are a Christian and you're not vaccinated and your family are trying to convince you of the world, your job, whatever it is, let me tell you, those that I held that got the vaccine a few months ago, let me tell you what they will be willing to do, not to be there anymore. They will be willing to come on this earth, eat food, that people drop from the floor and drink the most dirtiest water there is out there. Unfiltered water they'll be willing to eat. And for you to walk all over their body every day as you're heading to work, just to be back on this earth again for what they're going through down in hell. If you take the vaccine, you join them. And every single minute and hour, you will regret it. The pain and suffering. Hell, my brother and sister, everything you read about hell in the Bible, it is a place of suffering. It is a place of punishment. My brother and sister, you do not want to join that place. You do not want to end up in hell. Even if it is just for a visitation, it's hard. It's difficult, my brother and sister, because it's such a horrible place. My brother, it's such a place of suffering. There's so much evil going on there all the time. My brother and sister, wickedness and evil like you could not even imagine. It goes on and on all the time. So again, yes, it was the Lord's will to crush him with suffering. When the Lord had made his life a sacrifice for a wrongdoing, he will see his descendant for many days. Hallelujah. Just for him to have eternal life or to give eternal life, he has to endure the worst suffering any human being had ever endured on this earth. What Jesus suffered on the cross, on the way to the cross, in prison, no human being had ever suffered. My brother and sister, no human being, none, what he suffered. Because he was without form. And for a human being to end up without form, you will have to break their nose, their mouth, everything they had. My brother and sister, when you cannot even look upon him, he was swollen, his head was enlarged, and he looks what we call in the last day horrible. My brother and sister, you cannot imagine. You cannot imagine how he looked. If you look at him and when he ended up dying on the cross one day, look it up from heaven. Because you cannot have heart attack or stroke in heaven when you see that. You're not gonna have a heart attack. You're just gonna turn your face and say, I cannot look at this anymore. Horrible, my brother and sister. I heard that when the angel play like a movie for the children in heaven, because they must understand what Jesus did on the cross. When the children see his form, they don't want to look. And the angel says, you must look at him because he did that for you, for humanity. And the children, they don't want to look at that thing they see. I don't want to call the Lord horrible, but he had no form. You look at someone beautiful before, and then someone with no form, they don't want to look, and the angel said, you must look. You must understand what he did for humanity on the cross. My brother and sister, and we need to get a better understanding. Because when we go to trial and tribulation, and we look at what Jesus went through, at that very moment of trial and tribulation, like the wind, we feel a lot better. It's like we know we've gone through it, but we feel better. It ministered to us. Anything that you and I have gone through so far is nothing compared to what Jesus went through on the cross. You cannot compare. Not even losing a baby or anything. Losing a husband, a wife, nothing could compare what Jesus went through. Cut off from humanity, my brother and sister. The suffering is unlike anything. The way of the Lord will succeed through him. Because of his suffering. You see, because he was going to die like a lamb to the slaughter, it could not be any less. The high priest was told to prepare the lamb the slaughter of the lamb for the sin of his people. The sin of his, for the sin of Israel every year. That's what the high priest did. But that lamb that was slaughtered, which the blood would go on top of the, is signify to what Jesus would do on the cross, my brother and sister. Some doctor, I heard a doctor online. He did a study of what Jesus went through by the time he went to the cross. And the reason why water came mixed with blood, it was because by the time he got to the cross, there was no blood in him. Because if you cut any human being, the first thing that comes out is blood. But he was so crushed, his body was so crushed, broken, that what it does is, since our body mainly is made of water, every time they kicked him and punched him and abused him, his body flesh was like when you have water in a sponge and you are holding it tight, the water begins to come out. His flesh was releasing the water in the inside of the abuse so much. Because from the moment he got arrested in Gethsemane, they were punching him, kicking him, hitting him. And it was so many people, so many soldiers doing this that time he got to the cross, he had little blood. Almost nothing. And that's why when they opened his eye, water came out. My brother and sister, the accumulation of the beating, all the vessel, all the water was released. And that's why he had so much of it. By the time he got to the cross, he barely had no blood. He has to have some in order to clean out the error that Adam made in the beginning. Because the cross was placed right on top of the tomb of Adam. Because Jesus is the second Adam, my brother and sister, according to Paul. And so the revelation is, him being the second Adam, that where they placed his cross was exactly on top of the tomb of Adam. First Adam, first man made of the dust. So then the blood to clean out the error and for us to be forgiven, my brother and sister, the blood ran down the post, the cross, went down to the bones of Adam and began to clean out the history of the sin and evil and wickedness and disobedience of Adam. My brother and sister, in the cross, the curse is broken. My brother and sister, the curse that came upon Adam for his disobedience in Genesis chapter 3, the blood of Jesus, when it came down on the cross, it went down to the bones of Adam, it began to clean out the generations of Adam. My brother and sister, hallelujah. And that gave an open door immediately. Because it was done in the world for the sins of the world, my brother and sister, it immediately opens God up for everyone. Again, as it was in the garden. That's why you can worship him anywhere. You can praise him anywhere. You can seek him anywhere now. Not in a particular building, as they want to tell you in a church. Or in a particular place in Israel, like people say. No, anywhere you can seek God, you can praise God, and he's right there with you, as he was with Adam and Eve in the garden, my brother and sister. Jesus cleansed all that generation of curse and broken them, and we receive the freedom now through proclaiming what he did for you and I on the cross. You can proclaim it now, the mistake of Adam and Eve, the disobedience, and not only the curse of Adam and Eve and Cain. We can now proclaim it and declare it, hallelujah, to be free of it in Jesus' name for what he did on the cross, and we have it. because his blood cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Cleanse our generational line, my brother and sister. So, Father, show me, like with a magnifying glass, his power going into this main body and him removing people has done with the by seeing the changing of the DNA. I spoke, Father God, restoring that DNA back again. My brother and sister, piece by piece, he was showing me him doing it under his power. Immediately, as his power went in, it was being restored. He was showing me, my brother and sister, DNA at this bed. It was the only way the soul could come back to the body. After God restored the DNA, the soul was restored back to the body. In the image of God, we were made in his image. My brother and sister, we are to serve him too. Hallelujah. Holy and righteous. Hallelujah. We are in his presence. Hallelujah. When we walk in the reading according to his image, that cannot be changed. And the by seeing is changing that. This is why whoever take that COVID-19, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Pfizer, any of those by seeing to get their DNA changed are in the biggest trouble with God. They have no idea. The nation is under Obama, and they're coming under Obama, Babylon the Great, the fallen Babylon, my brother and sister. No, it has become, my brother and sister, a lure, hallelujah, a house of fornication. Hallelujah, our fallen demons and spirit, when they take that by sin right away. And every sin Babylon has committed, they become part of it. Hallelujah. This is why for years God's been telling people, come out of her, my people. The voice of God came from heaven, John says. Hallelujah. You need to have nothing to do with what the world is doing. The by sin is not for you and I. It's only for the world who is in disobedience against God, who is rejecting the way of God, who is rejecting the gospel, who is rejecting what Jesus did on the cross. Those people are in the biggest trouble of their life, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. We feel it for the children that are being vaccinated. The position that they're putting those children in. Hallelujah. But God will have mercy. Don't worry. His mercy endure forever. We just need to pray for them. Pray, 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 pray. My brother and sister, the prayer of the righteous availeth much. God can do anything or change anyone through a prayer. Hallelujah. With him, all things are possible, and he's in our lives. He is in our lives through the person of the Holy Spirit, and with him all things are possible. We just need to trust him and continue to pray. I was telling my son that the Jewish people, my brother and sister, have prayed for thousands of years. That's why you got the dwelling wall. They pray. That's what Jeremiah and them pray. My brother and sister. And they have pray and pray and pray. And a lot of people think those prayers are in vain or being ignored. No. This is why they have been kept as a nation. They've been protected and delivered from the worst crazy maniac like Hitler. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. When the Lord showed me Hitler in an area 51, I was stunned how he's still alive, my brother and sister. But he is the pioneer behind the COVID-19 by seeing. The Lord showed me this. I was stunned. How can this nation do such a thing against their own people and allow such a wickedness, how they lied to people for so many years that supposedly he got himself into a submarine back in Germany, back in those ages in World War Two and fled. My brother insisted, and then no one knew what he was. Lie, lie, lie. But BG is now deceived. There's nothing hidden that will not come out to light. They can lie all they want. God will show us the truth. My brother insisted, nothing is hidden from him. He can see all. He knows all. They try to hide things. And they do a wicked, evil job hiding things from people, but not from God. Not from God, my brother and sister. God can see it all. And when he reveals it to us, oh, my brother and sister, it's terrible. It's wicked. It's evil. The things they do in secret. That's why they have kept people. They will even shoot people who come close to Area 51. They will shoot them. California. I'll shoot anyone. They'll arrest people, throw away the key, throw them in jail, and throw away the key. Horrible, because they know that if people see what's in there, their jaw will fall. Some people may have a heart attack. My brother, they will not believe what they're seeing. Playing around with those demon and fallen ones. My brother and sister, drinking coffee with the Naphtalian and tea and so much. My brother and sister, horrible. Horrible, the things they do in secret. But God's going to expose them during this great tribulation. They won't hide it anymore. He's going to expose their lies and deceive. That werewolf technology that will change people and technology, they've been playing around for that for years, especially here in North Carolina. We have seen it. We have experienced it. But they, you know, they got the special planning stuff where they keep all the stuff hidden from the people. If you see it, they'll tell you are liars, my brother and sister. They'll even arrest you if you insist that you saw them, and so much more. It's horrible. But that's okay. We'll leave them in the hands of the Lord. They're going to experience an angry God soon, my brother and sister. We're at the zero hour. Churches at the zero hour right now. This departure, this rapture, my brother and sister, is going to happen any day. Any day now. Of course, we'll see the three signs the Lord's given me before the rapture. Jesus assured me, standing in front of me, before the rapture, I saw the rapture happening. I remember a couple of years ago. And I said, Lord, the rapture. And I said to a sister from California, sister, I contacted me. Brother Elby, the rapture's happening. And I said, sister, the rapture cannot happen until these three signs happen that the Lord has given me. These are the Lord, word of the Lord. And Brother Elby, it's happening. A lot of people are disappearing. And the Lord, notice the Lord was standing right in front of me and looked at me and smiled. And he says, yes, my Lord. Yes, my son. Continue to wait on my sign, my promise. Say, yes, Lord. Bow my head. Yes, Lord. But he was happy that I'm waiting on his promise. My brother, he promised me anything. I'm way like, to me, it's better than going ruby. Wait, his promise to me are greater than that. Now I'm waiting on his promise, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't need riches. All I need is his promise. Forget about riches. We're going to a place where you don't need gold or silver, nothing. A place full of peace and joy and so much more. The streets are made of gold, in case you're wondering. And houses in the third heaven are made of diamond. Completely carved, beautiful, made of diamonds. Hallelujah. A few of you might be one of those that will have a house made of a diamond. So what is diamond down here good for you for? What is this money, this stuff down here that is not even pure? Can you compare this garbage we have down here to what we have in heaven? Eternal? No hurricane, no tsunami up there. Nah, mother. In a billion years, you look back and you're still young. You're still in your 20s. Nothing can hurt you. Nothing can harm you. You're going to lose that for the garbage we got down here? Come on, you got a better brain than that. Don't lose what God have eternal for you out there, for the garbage we got down here. I don't want none of it anymore. Forget about it. Just want to go to heaven. My brothers, I'm tired of this garbage down here. I want the eternal. Forget about the temporal. This stuff temporarily. I see how people will beg for a piece of bread in the Great Tribulation. Will beg you for a piece of cheese or a bottle of water that people throws away now. They'll beg you for that. They'll pay you anything. If they have $1 million of gold right there, they'll give it to you for a bottle of water. Those that gone to hell that are even billionaire will be willing to give you $100 billion for a bottle of water if you can bring them to hell and they can come for their thirst. So what is money good for? What is gold and silver good for? When where you are, where these people are in and they cannot have none. They cannot even, what we have on this planet, abundant water. They cannot even have a cup of water. They're begging people. Oh, I hear them saying, these bastinated have been that were bastinated when the Lord took me only a couple of months ago, a month before. I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty. And they're walking around thirsty in hell. But these people were eating in the best restaurant, lobster, seafood, the better steak, the better everything here in the best restaurant, $200-$400 plate. Before they went to hell, before they got bastinated, they were having the best food. They were having the best job, $100 an hour, $150 an hour. And now they're in hell, begging for water, and the demon making fun of them. Here's some water, and they go in there, and when they put it on the water, it's all dust, and they're laughing at them. Jesus was eating in the best restaurant on there. Look what you're eating here, dust. Is that what you're looking for? Is that what you're planning for? Because anything you plan on this earth, if you're not careful, you can end up with them. You can end up with the dead, David says in the Psalms. He wanted no part with the death. The death, my brother and sister. We need, my brother and sister, to really sit down and think about our lives. And why would a man will give if he wins the whole world and loses his soul? If you don't understand what Jesus did on the cross, you're going to have to get on your knees every day and beg him to help to give you a revelation of what he did on the cross, of what he did for you, how his sacrifice can deliver you from hell. And beg him so you will not take the vaccine. Because those that are... Their bodies are walking on the earth full of demons. You know, I thought it was one demon because I only saw one demon being put into the body. No, I was wrong. They put a lot of more demon in one body, my brother and sister. A lot. Legions they can put in a body, my brother and sister. And those people cannot return until the DNA is restored by God. And only God can do it. Only the Lord can do it. And he has all power in heaven and earth. He can do it. He can do it. But imagine, Jesus spoke to me about those he had me speak to them about the vaccine that refused to listen or did not take heed to his message. He says, oh, I'm going to punish them. He says, I gave you the word, and you gave my word to them, and they did not take heed to my word, he says. He was very serious. I don't like the Lord to be very serious when he's speaking to me because Jesus is so merciful. He loves people so much. He really does. His love for humanity is agape. It's a higher love anyone can have. He gave his life for them. And I don't like when he gets serious talking to me about someone or people. My brother and sister, because he loves them so much. Oh, but when he talks to me serious, I get really nervous. I'm shaking. My legs are shaking. I'm shaking. Because he's so loving and kind. And all he wants to do is save people. That's all he wants to do. He knows the consequence of sin. And people fall in sinning, he just wants to save them, get them out. And when he came to me speaking serious, oh, this is not good. This is because he's the one, the Bible says, live it to intercede. He intercede every day for people. Father, have mercy. Father, Father, have mercy. He goes to the throne of Father and enter. He gets on his knees. And he began to pray, Father, have mercy. Father, look how much they're suffering. Father, look how much they're going through. Father, please have mercy. Every day. Every day for hours, he's before the throne of Father, interceding for humanity, interceding for his church, praying for people. My brother and sister, for God to have mercy. And God don't ignore his prayer. He hears his prayer, and he answers them too. My brother and sister, and God loves everyone too. God is love. Father loves them. But he punished sin. That's the part we don't like. He punished sin. He crushed his son going to the cross. He's going to crush this humanity in the great tribulation. He's going to crush him. The bastard, he's going to crush them. When I saw that werewolf in the great tribulation last week, devouring, that guy was going on his motorcycle. He knew that my friend who had turned into, he's a minister right now in Orlando, Florida. And he was trying to outrun that werewolf, my brother and sister. I compare that werewolf speed to a cheetah that can do 84 miles an hour. He had this dirt bike, but the road was not so good. And when the werewolf was coming, he must have been doing around 50 in his off-road motorcycle. But the werewolf was going to cut him in front. And I saw the muscle of this werewolf because he had been eating human already. And this is why I tell you, the worst part of this werewolf, the Moderna vaccine, is when they are already eating meat. Because when they have eaten meat, their leg, their muscle gets stronger. My brother and sister. And as they get stronger, their back leg, because of these werewolf back leg, they're huge. And I noticed his back leg. I was allowed to even look at his back leg as he was taking off to catch this guy on the motorcycle to cut him off. I saw when his nail went down on the ground, long, my brother said, a bear nail, looked like bear, but bigger and more, like stronger. As they went to the ground, as he ran, I saw the grass. As the nail sink into the grass, it just pulled the grass back and ran, my brother and sister. And this guy, as he saw him coming, I saw, because I have a moped. I saw when he turned the gear to give him more gas, my brother and sister, and to go faster. Because he was thinking, if I can do over 80, I know I can outrun him. And so he was going fast. Now he's doing more than 70. Still that world will catch up to him and jump over the fence, end up on top of him on the motorcycle. I saw when his big mouth full of teeth grab him by the neck, my brother and sister, and flip on the air, still had him by the neck, and this guy was screaming in pain. And when he bit that neck, my brother and sister, I saw when that werewolf ripped that neck part out of this man. My brother, who was screaming, trying to fight him up, but no, he overpowered him so easily. But noticing as he did this, that other Pfeiffer bison friend of mine, that he was running also to get a piece of the action, and I saw when he also catch up to the other one eating, and was careful though. Somehow they didn't attack each other because we're friends. We went to high school together in New Jersey. Okay? We know each other for about 30-plus years. Okay? We know each other. We know our parents. We know our family. And my other friends have turned into a beast also. But you know this beast from one of the movie, the Blue Beast. I think I put a photo of him, my brother and sister. The guy that turns into a beast. And he's still talking normally, but he's a beast. He looks like a giant. He's blue. Okay, blue. I don't know. You know, I always wonder, why did he always look blue? But I didn't know this. I didn't even know this. But the ingredient in the Pfeiffer bison, for some reason, when they turn into the beast, they look blue. It does like this color things on their skin. And they're all hairy completely. Someone help me with the name of that movie. I can't remember. The name of the movie with this blue guys is in there. The Blue Beast. My brother and sister. And he's full of hair. Like a bear. I see it's all blue, my brother and sister. And my friend just looked like him. Huge, but like a beast, my brother and sister. And he's eating also an arm out of this guy. And they were not attacking each other. That was something also new that I learned, that these beasts don't really come against each other, my brother and sister. And the Bible says that Satan doesn't divide himself. Doesn't the Bible say that? Satan doesn't divide himself, or his kingdom will come down. So to me, that was something new for me to learn, because it was something I wasn't expecting. I'm watching the whole thing. And then when my friend turns back to human and is able to see me, he comes, Elvie, come, come. My friend Elvie, come, he says. They're like, I don't want to go over there. I don't know if you're going to turn and tear me to pieces. Oh, no, no, I won't turn in 3 more hours, Brother Elvie. I won't turn. Remember, he's a minister. He's a minister. And I'm like, I can't believe I'm talking to my friend. The one that the Lord had me told on the phone not to take the vaccine, or did not listen to me. And I reminded him of that. I said, you know, I took it, okay. He says to me, so you know what I did, he says. And I don't want to beat people up like beating up with a hammer with the same thing. I want to speak better to those that have not taken it. Don't take it. Don't take the vaccine. Don't be vaccinated. You are the one I'm speaking to who have not taken it. The one that already took it, I mean, I got people who already took the vaccine writing to me. I'm like, what am I going to write to this person? Because Jesus said, oh, the vaccinated are going to change. What hope am I going to give this person who already took the vaccine? When it's maybe a few months from now, I will change into a beast. Or a few weeks from now. Because the church time is already over. 0 hour for us. 0 hour. Zero, zero. I'm typing zero in the chat room. 0 hour. You think that we have any time left? 0 hour we have. Okay? So what do we say to our vaccinated family? Good luck. Hasta la vista. That's what we're going to say. Because, you know, a lot of you are not coming down to the Great Tribulation. I am with another group. So I still got a lot of work to do. So maybe I cannot say hasta la vista because I'm going to calm down again, my brother and sister. Okay? So, the X-Men movie, thank you. Yes. Hallelujah. His name is Beast. Name is Beast. Really, it's so funny enough. His name is Beast. And the X-Men movie. Okay? Maybe some of you have not heard it. Look it up. Search it. Google it. It's up there. Beast. Someone can put the link of Beast in the chat room, please. Let's help one another, please. Let's help one another. Let's inform one another. Okay? Sister Carla said, I'm staying in heaven. Sister Carla, can I put a request from the Lord to let you come down with us? We can use an extra hand. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, a lot of people don't want to come down again. Okay? They just don't. They just want to stay up there and enjoy the feast. Okay? There you go. Thank you for that. Thank you very much. Okay? Just like that, my friend, look, with the five of my thing. What? I believe someone, I'm going to have to look it up. And maybe if someone has that information, because they are doctor, biologists that are starting the vaccine, especially the Pfizer. They are colors changed on people through the Pfizer. Or eventually, I don't know, that they have said some of that information is online. It's being spread up online with the Pfizer. Look what I'm telling you. I received a revelation. Now this information coming up online, or the bad information, color change with the Pfizer by thing. Okay, so nothing is coincident, my brother and sister. Nothing is new under the sun. Okay? So it's just terrible. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Right now, they will, the bassinet will not eat you. Right now, they're eating beef or chicken or turkey or whatever. Later on, they're going to eat human. Now, the other thing, I don't want to forget nothing. I got to take notes and write things down now more. Another thing that I saw, I wonder, because years ago when the Lord used to take me to the Great Tribulation a lot, I used to see people naked practically, no clothing. Why would there was a lack of clothing, especially here in the United States? So I always wonder why. Well, because these werewolf obese are breaking their clothing when they change every day. The sun will turn into darkness, the moon into blood. There is a permanent moon for them. A lot of people wonder for over the years, what did the moons have to do with people changing in world of years ago? Okay? And the Great Tribulation for 7 years, there's a permanent moon. Permanent moon. Why is that? It's something that we have to research more. I just know that the sun turns into darkness. Joe Chu. And the moon into blood. And maybe we need to ask the Lord to reveal to us, why is the moon permanent, bloody, in the Great Tribulation? You see how now we get the moon half and all that? Well, in the Great Tribulation, the moon is full. And I don't know why it's a full. Excuse me. Because in the full moon is when this world war changes. But they're changing every day. They're changing every day. Hallelujah. And they are theory that the government has something to do with the moon. My brother and sister, that they have technology where they are doing something to the moon. I don't quote me on this. It's just things people say online. Okay, people that research this stuff a lot, I don't see research that. But when you hear them saying like that, you know, everything's kind of, you know, that our governments are working with the moons, that the moon, that they're not just using it as a base. And there are people that look at the moons a lot, especially with telescope, and they are seeing a lot of different stuff out of the moon. Okay? Remember the story, the man on the moon? The image of the man on the moon. There's a lot of stuff because our government has been playing around with the moon. They have the technology, and they think that they don't want to do it with the earth, so they're playing around with the moon. I don't know how much of that is true. It could be. There's a lot of things that men are making, powerful stuff. Okay? I even heard that they're making a second sun-like. How much of that is real, who knows? Until the Lord reveals it to me and confirms it, then I can say, okay, that's true. Okay? But there's a lot of information out there. Okay? Okay, so why are these werewolves, these people that changed into werewolves and beasts, doing this every day during the 7-year Great Tribulation? For 7 years, every day, they only get to have 3 hours, according to my friends, as human. They turn back as human. Then for the rest, they're as beast. And then his living room, when I went inside his house, his apartment, it was full of tear clothing everywhere. And the reason is because I told him, go inside and get some clothing because you're naked. He was trying to speak to me sideways so I don't see his private part. And I'm sorry if you had children in the house, but I'm trying to describe the situation that I find myself into the Great Tribulation. You know? And again, and when he went inside, he was looking for clothing. I looked in the floor. All the clothing were tear to pieces. So I guess in the process of him changing into beasts, like we used to see in the movies, old movies, they tear their clothing because they get really large. And I saw him, I said, well, we're large. He was, how can I describe it? He was about 8 feet tall as a werewolf, large thing, 8 feet or maybe a little bit more, a few more inches. His back was large, that I can tell you. And he is skinnier than me. She's about 170 pounds now, 180 pounds the most. But as a beast, he looked like around over 400 pounds. Looked like, because, you know, he had a lot of fur and all that, or hair, and like a bear, large body, big arms, you know, big eyes. You know, when he turned back into a human, you can see the skin around his eyes loose. For it's painful to them. I'm going to tell you that and be honest. It looks like it's painful for these people, turning into beasts, my brother and sister. So every time they change, it's painful for them, especially when they turn back. Because when they turn into these beasts, their flesh get all stretched out, huge. And then it's like hanging. And the few minutes when they just turn into beasts, like my friend was, you can see his flesh hanging on him. And then in a few minutes, it just started like collecting itself or, you know, putting itself back. But you can still see around his eyes and all that. That's why I was kind of nervous talking to him. He began to talk to me as he turned back into a human, like a normal human. But I was still a bit nervous. Oh, I'm not gonna hurt you, he says. Okay? In 3 hours, I may. He says, laughing to me. And I said, well, I won't be around. Anyway, praise you, Lord. But my other friend, who with the Pfeiffer turned this ugly blue beast, like in the X-Men, he was still talking as a beast. And then he was telling people to come up. He lived like in the second floor, and he was telling people who was running away from him, or other people, come up, because it looked like in the whole building, you had a bunch of them, like in the second floor, third floor. It was like a 4 to 5 floor building. And then in the upper floor, there were people like him who turned into beasts, but they were living up there. And he was calling them, why are you hiding from me and all that? And my friend who lives in the first floor, the one that changed into a werewolf, he had his door at all, like with a lot of locks and stuff between him and my other friends. And I was still nervous he's going to rip apart the door, break it down. Oh, no, he'll be fine in a few minutes. Give him 10 more minutes, he'll change back. But in 3 hours, he'll be back again. He'll turn back again, he said. And I said, you know what? Can I hide in the closet? Your closet looks very secure with that metal door. Until he changed back, okay, you can go ahead. And I went in there and hide. Then he was, Elvie, you can come out again. Elvie, come out. And then my friend, who was the beast like an X-Men, now was back into a human body. And he was borrowing clothing. Can I have some of your clothes? Don't you see it's all broken in the floor? If you can pick up someone, put it together. It was kind of all that tear clothing in the floor. They were kind of putting it together to cover themselves and kind of put stuff around it, like put it against the body and tie it with something. So at least the private part, like getting an even the garden, will cover themselves, my brother and sister. Okay? Praise the Lord. And so it was really, 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 my brother and sister, a very difficult situation where I found myself. And I love it because this time, God, knowing that, you know, I want my trip to the Great Tribulation to be limited, please, Lord. This time was not about the beast. It was about this man, this minister who's been vaccinated, who was on the floor, and it was my brother and sister dying in pain, suffering in pain. But even though in that condition, he can still not die, they will elude them, passed away until the right moment, but he cried out for last, and God have mercy on him. Which also gave me another understanding that maybe not everyone will have to wait until the end of the 7 years to be changed back. my brother and sister, as I'm going through this experience that God is putting me through, and I'm meditating on what he's showing me, because we say, oh, people have to wait 7 years to return back into human after the bastardry. In some cases, looking at this man 5 years into the Great Tribulation, and God was having mercy on his soul and was restoring back his DNA, and it was only 5 years. But then what happened with the rest of the last 2 years? Well, he still's got to be there. My understanding, my brother and sister. So God is in control, as he said to me. I'm in control, Father said. The Lord said, I'm in control. God is in control. He's the one running the universe and running this earth. Nothing is out of his hand. So he decides how many years people need to be in the Great Tribulation after they're vaccinated. Their punishment is more severe than one they can take. And the only word that comes to mind is, it was better for you not to be born than to take the COVID-19 vaccine. I'm honest. Pain I saw this man in. Hallelujah. It is unimaginable. But Jonah find himself in the same pain. In hell, with no hope, he says. No hope. He knew it was forever. That's how these people feel, my brother and sister. Okay? So it's terrible. Terrible. Hallelujah. The sorrow, the pain is terrible. Hallelujah. But they cannot ignore it. They cannot reject it. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, it's just too painful. It's too horrible of what they have to go through. My brother and sister, what they have to endure for the decision of being vaccinated. So when your doctor with a smile or anyone with a smile wants to give you the vaccine, look at them very seriously and say, keep that garbage away from me. Not for you, my brother and sister. It's not for you. Uh-uh. Not for you. It is terrible. Hallelujah. The Bible says, in the second time when Satan came against Job, Satan left the Lord present and struck Job with boil from the sole of his feet to the top of his head. Job took a piece, a broken pottery, and scratched himself as he sat in ashes. If you think this is a joke, that I'm just trying to be funny, it is not. I may be telling you a lot of this stuff in a funny way, but this is not a joke. This is serious stuff. Life and death, my brother and sister. His wife asked him, are you still holding on top of your principle? Curse God and die. Okay? This man that I saw in great pain must, like his wife, thought the same. Angry at God. How do people get angry at God? The devil do all kinds of evil against them, but they get it. The devil say it was God or God allowed, and they get mad at God. Everything bad that happens to people in their life, they blame God. I don't know what it is. The devil keep putting out that light out there, and people keep swallowing the same light. They keep eating the same lie, and they keep believing the same lie. God is for them. God is not against them. The devil is against them, to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Does that sound to you like a bad God? He wants to give you life. Abundant life is eternal life, that they will have eternal life. I came that they may have life, he says. Wonderful, caring, agape love, God. And the devil who's after them, punish them and tormenting them, they listen to, and they take it by sin. People are lining up in CVS, Walgreens, even in the supermarket, BJ's, Walmart's, Home Depot, Lowe's. They're lining up for the vaccine, my brother and sister. But if you want to tell them about the plan that God has for their life through Jesus Christ, oh, I already heard that. Please keep that away from me. And they're stretching their hand. Yeah, here's my right hand. Put the vaccine there. Be ye not deceived, my friend. Be ye not deceived. The devil is deceiving this humanity, lying for the poison, getting in line for the poison. They will not get in line to go worship God, but they do get in line to go get the by sin. They have no time to repent and see God, but they have time to go get the by sin. My brother and sister, oh, they're making the worst decision of their life. It was better for them not to be born. Verse 10, he said to her, "You are talking like a godless fool. We accept the good that God give us. Children, that we also accept the bad." And when God allows something bad to come into our life, my brother and sister, God will glorify himself in our lives. He gets glory out of anything that comes against us. No weapon against us will prosper. My brother, no. Doesn't matter what the devil throw, it will not prosper. Even if you lose your house, your family, whatever, God will repay you twice. He did it with Job. He gave Job more than what he had. Job was already a billionaire. If God already gave him more than what he had, he became the first trillionaire on the earth, my brother and sister. Because he was already a billionaire before God allowed him to lose everything. So he made them the first trillionaire, my brother and sister. The mercy of our God, you cannot even imagine how merciful he is. But when you experience his mercy and grace, everything we have experienced in all the last year has been his mercy and grace, my brothers and sisters. Okay? A lot of people get desperate when they get a few broken eggs. Hallelujah. But who created the chicken? It was God. My brothers and sisters, now a few broken eggs doesn't mean that the chicken will not lay egg anymore. He will supply your need according to his riches and glory. Weigh on him. Weigh on the Lord. Trust the Lord. Hallelujah. And do not lean on your high school, grammar school, college understanding. That's what's been your, hallelujah. That's what's been holding you back with trusting the Lord. Your grammar, high school, and college understanding. You thought that what those professors were teaching you, hallelujah, evolution was the thing. That was the biggest garbage the devil ever brought out of the pit of hell. The biggest lies you have ever heard is evolution. God created the heaven and the earth, and without him, there was nothing made. Without him, John 1, there was nothing made that was ever made. Where was evolution before God created the heaven and the earth? Nowhere. Where were these professors when God created the heaven and the earth? Nowhere. They are. Jesus said, you live because I live and you also live. Or you live because I live. There's nothing that was made without him, my brother and sister. I remember when the Lord took me, when the Bible said that the earth was born and empty. In Genesis 1, Jesus took me there. I was standing in the cloud of this earth with Jesus looking down. It was void, as the Bible says, and it was empty. Not a single cockroach was moving on this earth before he began to create everything. Not a single mosquito or anything. It was dead. It was all dead and empty. Nothing, my brother and sister, was made until he spoke the word. Hallelujah. And began to he called down light, Jesus. Hallelujah. Out of that light, he began to form and create everything, my brother and sister, that your eyes and my eyes see. Hallelujah, my brother and sister. Everything we see was created. And the reason why you and I are here, because we were on his heart and mind. We were on his mind and heart before he created everything. We were there. Remember when he took me to the throne, hallelujah, to show me that we were on his mind before he created everything. I marvel, my brother and sister. Nothing was created. Nothing was made without him. It was all empty and void. Not even the heaven was created without him. He created the heaven, then created the earth. And we marvel of our galaxy. We look at the planet, the telescope. I've seen videos of telescope. The NASA and these people, hallelujah, doing space in their marvel of God creation. That is nothing to what God has shown me up, my brother and sister. This is nothing. One of the planet, we got planet that are 200 million, 200 billion times, and our galaxy bigger than the Earth. Well, I've seen planet to over 2 billion times bigger than our galaxy. How do you like that now? Up and the up of God, my brother and sister, and the heavens of God. And the heavens of God, planet 2 billion times bigger than our galaxy. So when you hear these people from NASA and all that, oh, it's going to take us 2 billion years to get to this planet, 2 billion years. Well, if it takes you that time to get to that planet, and that planet that the Lord took me, that is 2 billion times, it will take you trillions upon trillions a year to cross from one side of the planet to the other side. Think about it. And your slow ship that they have, I was moving four and five times in heaven faster than light, my friends, to get to the planet. And it took me a couple of minutes to get there from heaven. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. To God, all is like nothing before him. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. All is like nothing to him. He speaks the word, and there's this planet that we're bigger than anything we know is just created instantly, full of life and everything. Thank you, Lord. He's almighty God. Cannot even imagine the power of God. We cannot. Our brain cannot. When I was in the throne of God, when I was up there, and I started meditating on our capability down here, I knew that we don't have the capability in our mind to understand the power of God. We don't. We cannot. This is why we need to be brought to heaven, given a glorified body, which everything is changed, for us to use our mind 100%, and then to be able to understand a little bit of God. And that's just the beginning. The beginning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. One of the brothers who was in heaven asked one of the angels that are billions of years old, over 700 billion years old, and he's still studying God. And he says to him, man, you probably already know everything about God. And the angel looked at him and said, oh, I'm just beginning. You've been studying God for over 700 billion years. I'm just beginning to study God. Imagine us. Oh, my Lord. Do we have a long way to go? Do we have a long way to go? My brother and sister, it's beyond our understanding. My brother and sister, beyond. So this is why I tell you, we need to continue to repent, seeking the will of God, my brother and sister, and then, and yes, God will begin to explain things to us, and we'll have an understanding beyond. Where was I? I think it was in the millennium. He began to give me understanding. Actually, in the millennium, the Lord allowed me to visit one of the schools. This was a high school in the millennium. Like a high school setting, like we call high school. And you know why? I ended up graduating there in the millennium. I went to high school in the millennium and graduated and took some of the college study in the millennium, believe it or not. I did. And I was sitting with the student in the millennium, and we were learning. And I wish I can bring all the knowledge in the millennium, because I graduated as an engineer in the millennium, my brother and sister. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to bring that knowledge back here, but it looks like I cannot. Because in this body was so limited, of information, my brother and sister. I was able to sit and learn. And the weeks was going by as I was learning, but the things they were teaching me, I knew sitting there in class, the Lord allowed me to sit and learn, that what they was teaching was like so many years beyond what our scientists and engineers in this time can ever learn. It was beyond children in the millennium. The knowledge that they will receive in a month or two will surpass anything we have learned until now. So let's say you want to be an engineer to create something to bless other people, because that's what it is for. Even people making cars that will run out of pure nothing in the millennium. I saw this. I saw it. I went to a shop in the millennium. They were making an engine for a car. This woman and this two other brother in this shop was making this car, the engine. I saw when she was putting the parts together, because I'm a mechanic. I studied as a mechanic. How I was putting the pistons and all that together. And the way we have the piston in our car, we got the engine block, we got the piston, we got everything. The way we have, like, that's why we call, it B6, because with the P6 piston that we had in the car, BA, because we have A, the horsepower and all that stuff. But the way they were making it, it was combining everything together. And after they put the engine together, I saw the engine like we have. They were putting the engine into the car. And when they made all the connections from the engine, they turned on the car. The car was running. It was powerful. I don't know how many thousands of horsepower had in it. It was running with no gas, no electricity. It had electricity because you had lights and stuff. But the engine was running out of nothing. And I was asking the sister, the Redeemed, how is it running? Think about it. How is it running? And she looked at me and smiled like, I don't think you're ready to understand how is it running, my brother and sister. This is the millennium. This is the new earth. And she looked at me and like, are you sure we have the time for me to explain to you how this run? Because they're intelligent. Anyone who has died in Christ that has gone to heaven, I'm sorry, they're learning, and God is giving them this intelligence. And so in heaven, they're ready. They have this mind where they can create anything like perfect. I won't say perfect because perfect is only God. But I knew that they can run for thousands of years, not break down. Think about it. Imagine they make a car, and I drove the car, by the way, which I shared in another revelation. It was like a 1957 Chevy that I really liked the style and all that. I turned on the car. I drove. I drove for hours. I never stopped for gas. Actually, when the car was on, and she said to me, go drive it, I was like, me driving the car? This car just looks awesome. Go drive it. And I drove the car, and I'm driving the car, and it was like, I went from like the United States. I drove, remember, there's no sea in between the countries anymore like it is now. So I drove like from the United States all the way to the Dominican Republic back in the Caribbean, which in plane flight now is about 3.5 hours when you take a plane there, my brother and sister. And so driving, we're talking about a month. I got there in a few hours, I knew, in that car. That means that you can drive fast and safe also. Okay? You can drive fast and safe. No risk of, well, you're not going to get a broken bone in that glorified body. Your body's like an angel. Now, you don't need to drive in the millennium, but you could. You could. If you're one of those person, oh, I can move from Jerusalem to the United States in a second or two. Why do I need to drive a car? Well, that's okay. Praise God. Let me drive my car, please. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. So, think about it. I drove, and I had this wonderful view. I'm looking to the drive, looking forward. You know, I'm a fair driver. And it was awesome. But I also knew I could have gotten there really quickly and not have to wait all those hours. But you know what? It's like in heaven. Why did Jesus, who has all power in heaven and earth, need to be on a horse? Why did he need to ride a horse? If he has all power and can move, and he can, I've seen him. He can do anything. He has all power. I've seen him. Okay? But he also liked to ride his horse. So no one's going to come and say, Lord, but you have all power. No, why are you lowering your expectation of riding a horse? And some people are still like, there's nothing wrong with it. You're not sinning by riding a horse or driving a car. Please, come out of the box already. Thank you, Lord. And so he has already given me two horses that I love very much in heaven. He surprised me the other day, showed me my second horse, and he came running to me in heaven. Oh, it was so exciting to see him. So exciting. And I believe I did ask him for the horse anyway, because that's what I remember when he came with the horse. You know, he already given me a house in Jerusalem, which I'm very happy about that. You know, remember Brother Larry said, Brother Larry, why didn't you ask the Lord to give you a house in Jerusalem? He's given me a house in Jerusalem, Brother Larry says. Man, I never thought about that. But since I know the presence of the Lord is so strong in the millennium, in Jerusalem, his glory is right there. I said, you know what? I'm going to ask the Lord. And I began to ask the Lord and pray, Lord, please, will you please give me a house in Jerusalem, you know, close to where he is. And he took me to Jerusalem. My house is next to this, to water, enough water, which I love. I love the house he's giving me. Okay? And I was allowed to stay in my house. I walked to my house, the living room, the view to the sea that the house has. My brother and sister, everybody else has it on land that can, you know, your house can be looking to the Lord's throne if you love it. It's fine. That's great. Mine is not too far from it, but I have the sea view also. My brother and sister, oh, it's just, you know, it's awesome. I've been there, I believe, twice to my house. In Jerusalem, I love it. I love it. Yes, he has given me a house in the Dominican Republic, too. That's another thing I asked, because he revealed to me that in the island, back in the Dominican, there's been a lot of his servants who serve him, who are in heaven, who have requested land from him in the island. And those people already own that land given to them by God. So when they come down in the millennium, they already own that land. You cannot take that land from them. Even if you got people living there now and all that, since they're not going to be around in the millennium, if they don't repent, they won't. They don't see God, they won't. Those land that God already promised to those people in heaven, they're coming down to inherit the promise, my brother and sister. They revealed me that. And I said, oh, wow. But I asked them for a land, a house in the Dominican Republic. And he did gave me one. He allowed me to go and see it. Okay, nothing too fancy. It's a wooden house, you know, which I hope I'm going to improve it later on. but he has given me several houses here in the United States. One looks like a palace. One of my house in the United States given. And I said like in the United States because it's not called the United States anymore. Somehow, God, when he talks to me about the United States, he says, your land or your country or your nation, he says, my brother and sister. So he has given me here like three like 5 houses in the United States. You know, I don't remember requesting all these houses, but it pleases him to give you those houses. Okay? So some of you, I saw a sister of the Lord's Hour in the millennium. Her house, like a palace, bigger than my house and all that, and I share. She had all kinds of animals, zebra, all kinds of animals, horses, my beautiful animals. And they all listen to her. She calls them by name, and they all come running, my brother and sister, like a zoo. In her house, she has like a zoo. She loves animal. She loves animal. And the Lord took me to see her house, and she was there, and she was calling her animal, the zebra, and they were all listening to her. She would call them by name. They were all coming, hundreds of them coming together. It was like Noah's Ark, my brother and sister. It was so awesome. I had to move out of the way because the animal was, trying to think of all the animal that she had. Big animals, my brother and sister, and strong. But she loved them. She loved them, and they love her too, my brother and sister. Okay? So, you can ask the Lord. You can ask God for these things. Okay? Now, if you support this ministry, which we support the poor in Israel, you have a lot of credit for him to give you stuff. And he'll give it to you. I know that. To give you tithes and offering faithfully, you can be sure you are going to have palaces in the millennium. And you may say, but what is that important, Brother Elby? Because a lot of you want to get married in the millennium, have children, okay, family. You want to have land. I like planting. I like to have a lot of land. I would love to have 100-acre land or 1,000-acre land in the millennium. I don't know if I have it yet. I haven't seen that for myself, not even 100-acre. Thinking maybe to ask the Lord to purchase one. I would like to have 1,000-acre land and plant with beautiful tree, apple tree, pear tree, plums, peaches, all kinds of fruit. And invite my brothers and sisters, come to my land, come and eat fruit with me. Come on, my brothers and sisters, and have fun, you know? Because, yes, we're going to do ministry for several hours, but then you have time for your family, for our brothers and sisters. We'll have time. Yes, the first hour are for God. We're going to be talking to God face to face. He'll be talking to us. He will be giving us a lot of knowledge. Will be growing in his knowledge, maturing in his knowledge. Then God will want you to go spend time with your brothers and sisters. He will want you to spend time with your family. He will want you to do your show, your ministry, you know, your obligation. He's going to give each and one of us a task for the day. Okay? You're going to go see Jesus early, face to face, in Jerusalem early in the morning. He loves for us to be there at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Sleeping late, so I don't have to be anymore. Don't worry, you're not going to be tired. Okay? When the Lord wants you to report there at 5 o'clock in the morning, we need to be there. You'll be talking to him one-on-one, face-to-face. He'll give you the task for the day. The tasks are directly sent by God through Christ for our lives. We must do them. Even if he wants us to do it for 1,000 years, we need to do it for 1,000 years. Okay? If it's not your calling to come down to the millennium, don't come. Don't offer yourself neither. Because the millennium is another test. And people 4,000 years old that are now in heaven will fall on their faces in the millennium and sin when the millennium turns. People are going to turn against the Lord at the end of the millennium. And then the devil gets released and people are angry and mad because the Lord don't let them sin. Remember, Jesus is not going to allow people to sin as they want. Fornicate, adultery, pornographic, or all kinds of sin that people love to do. Jesus will not be for that. And if people want to do the sin, they will go to jail. Any woman doing any prostitution act will go to jail. Anyone stealing will go to jail, my brother and sister. Okay? Drinking, you go to jail. Okay? Anything that people right now don't go to jail for, they will be going to jail. He's going to run the millennium with a rod of iron. Okay? Which is nothing to be compared now. Any type of sin, people will pay highly in the millennium. He wants the earth holy and pure because he is holy and he is pure in the same manner he wants our life to be, my brother and sister. Okay? It's going to be tough. The millennium is not a cookie that anyone can eat. It's going to be very difficult. Although with the Lord in Jerusalem, anyone falling in sin will pay right away. It will not be tolerated. Nothing. No sins and no nonsense. My brother and sister. I remember, I don't know, it's about 500 to 700 years into the millennium. From 400 years and on, people will begin to sin. Prostitution will begin. By the 700 to 800, 900 years into the millennium, people are complaining and angry and mad. Although they are blessed, prosperous, everyone, with beautiful home, everyone, with immediate food available for them right away in the best clothing, gold and silver and diamonds everywhere, still people get mad at the Lord and begin to murmur and complain. They want to sin, but the Lord won't allow it. Father won't allow it. The Lord won't allow it. God will not allow it. My brother and sister. By the end of the 1,000 years, the Lord took me there. Most people on the earth were angry because they were not allowed to sin. And Satan was loose. And when he came out, he invited everyone to come out with him and do whatever they feel like it. Whatever you love, I allow you to do. I don't tell you. I don't run your life, he says. You can do anything you want with me. Follow me and do whatever you like. I don't condemn you, he says. Which God doesn't condemn you, but God won't tolerate it or allow it. And Satan will loose from his prison like the sand of the sea. Follow him, my brother and sister. I never seen such a great multitude of people, my brother and sister, following the devil. I never seen. I was there trying to hold people back, especially when you know people that you know, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. You want them to not to follow the devil. You want them to just, hallelujah, follow the Lord, listen to the Lord. Hallelujah. I reminded them what Jesus said. Hallelujah. What Jesus said about the devil in John 8. The Bible says in Revelation 27, after the 1,000 years were over, Satan will be free from his prison. He will go out to deceive God and Magog, the nations at the four corners of the earth, gather them for the war fighting. They will be as numerous as the grain of the sand of the seashore. The grain of the sand of the seashore. A multitude of people will follow the devil. My brother and sister. That cannot be any good. My brother and sister. That cannot be good. So, let's say this person was raptured. Comes down now to the millennium. And is angry at the Lord because they want to sing. And the Lord said, no, you're not going to sing. I won't tolerate your sinning. But Lord, you know, I thought you made us free. I want to do whatever I feel like. And no, not in my earth. Not when I'm down here. My brother and sister. And then he releases the devil at the end. And the devil comes down and says, oh, with me you can do anything. Follow me. And people follow him. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. Busy, not deceived. Never take any word the devil gives you. Even if it sounds great. Even if it comes with a lot of promise of richness. Don't believe one word of him. Stay away from his promise. Stay away from him. He told you to go left, you go right. To Jesus. Go to Jesus. Whatever the devil say, I don't want to listen to you, Satan. Go to the Lord. Lord, you are my shield in my strong tower. This devil is trying to deceive me. Don't worry, my child. Stay here with me, you'll see. Okay? Go to Jesus for anything. Okay? Even if someone is telling you, oh, you know, I think you should look elsewhere. Else what? There's only one way with the Father. It is Jesus. No, but Oprah said that there are many religions, there's many ways to get to God. Listen, hear. There's only one way with the Father, Jesus. Any other way is a lie. It's a deceive. Busy, not deceive. No, but we found this opening and it has this stuff and the water there will heal you, make you young again and blah, 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 blah. Listen, there's only one way with God, Jesus. No, but the Nephilims are promising and they know because they've been around here for millions of years. Listen, there's only one way with God, Jesus. No, but they got ships that they can bring you to other planet and you have everything you want there. You live free. You will have nothing to do with the earth again. Listen, there's only one way with God, Jesus. One way. Even if you build your dwelling in the starting of the planet, God will bring you down from here and throw you in the lake of fire, the burn with fire and brimstone. One way with God is Jesus. One protection from God is Jesus, my brother and sister. Mm-mm. Hallelujah. Understand. Then if you're telling your family not to take the by seeing you are the boys of God in your family, they take that by seeing they are in trouble. That's the word, trouble. More than what they're willing to deal with, my brother and sister. It's not going to be easy for the vaccinated to come out. I saw this man suffering for every minute I spent this week in the Great Tribulation next to this man on the floor. I was crying. I was like drinking my own tears, crying, please, God, don't let him suffer anymore. That's the punishment of sin. That is the punishment of disobedience. God told him not to take the by sin. He went and took it. In order for his soul to return back to his body, his DNA needs to be turned back the way God made him, my brother and sister. Oh, this man was in agony. Agony. That's the word. Tremendous suffering, my brother and sister, every minute. Hallelujah. When your body is dry, like last month corn, and you just want a drop of water, but you cannot drink the water because the water will, by nuclear radiation, will become poisonous. The air becomes poisonous. Last month, President Putin of Russia ordered his general to position all the missiles to the United States and the world and told them to put out a call. Told the general to put out a call to other generals in other countries to tell them you either join Russia or prepare to be destroyed. He says he had ordered all his troops to get in position. All their nuclear has been positioned against the United States and the world, of the nation and country. These are the AX-100 missile that the Pentagon has said are unstoppable and reachable. Russia to show the world a few months ago that are testing on one of them and have one of them fly around Russia. You know how many thousands it flew over 6,000 miles in about 3 seconds was the speed. All the satellites of the U.S. and the world was recording the speed of this missile. In about 3 seconds, it flew around over 6,000 miles. Those are the ones that carry nuclear weapon, atomic bomb, hydrogen bomb, and all that. They can put those missiles around the world in any single country in seconds, my brother and sister. Not many. Seconds. Those are the missiles that he had replaced and placed in a strategic position that when he decides to attack, there will be no country standing. One missile, when it hit the land, nuclear, it goes for over 100 miles across. It goes, I don't know how many hundreds of feet on the earth when it explodes. Hundreds of miles will dig out every single house and building and turn them into dust. A person standing, when those missiles are launched, the body will be decimated in seconds. My brothers and sisters, they are the most dangerous country on the earth right now standing. And if God allows this to happen, which I saw this week in the Great Tribulation, the United States decimated in dust, all the buildings and houses in dust, and black the leftover of the metal that was standing, the pieces of metal, the large building, only pieces of metal devastating. My brother and sister, Jesus even showed me this. I can speak of this, not just because of what they're saying on the media. Forget about the liars in the media. Listen to what your Lord and Savior showed me. Both of us, I was standing, Jesus was on my right, we were standing in heaven. When Russia, he showed me, launched these missiles against the United States and the world. And the Lord showed me that as the missiles are coming, we are going up, my brother and sister, out of this earth. Why is he taking us out? Why in 0 hour? Because those missiles are coming. President Putin has said he's not turning back. This is the hour. I know this is the hour. Someone said he needs to get us out of here before the country is destroyed. Yes, that's what the Lord is showing people. There's no going back. There is no going back. Anyone stay behind, what they're going to be drinking is nuclear radiation from the water if they're alive. It's going to be terrible, like they could not even imagine. No building will be standing after they launch this missile. The whole country will be decimated. My brother and sister, what will be left is almost nothing. My brother and sister, it's going to be terrible. Earth, it's going to be terrible. I seen France, I believe, was destroyed. I remember. Nuclear weapon, I hit it. There was almost nothing standing. Large city destroyed. My brother, Germany destroyed. Doesn't matter where. My brother and sister, the world knows what Russia has. They know. Obama knows. The Antichrist knows. He wants it. They're provoking them. My brother and sister, they're provoking them. They know what they got. But God is in control. God's been the one holding everything back. But when Father who's angry and the Lord who's angry says, go, I say, it's over. Get us out of here. We're in 0 hour. 0 hour. My brother and sister. Yes, the Antichrist wants to destroy and kill everyone. Why do you think they released a virus? What do you think the virus released for? What do you think that these other viruses attached to it are being released? They're playing evil. They're playing the part of death to kill everyone. My brother and sister, that's what they're about. Evil, wicked. want to eliminate, depopulate humanity, bring humanity to nothing. The only ones that wants us alive and keep us alive is the Lord. We will not be alive if it wasn't for him. My brothers and sisters, not be alive. But God has said that he has risen China, Russia and China to do this. This is why. God raised King Nebuchadnezzar. He became the most powerful man in the land. It should have been Egypt, the most powerful one, but God destroyed Egypt years ago. But Egypt began to build again in the time of Jeremiah. Egypt was a powerful nation, one of the powerful, largest army. But God raised King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon with the greater army. When they went over a nation, they destroyed everything and killed all the people. That's how God had raised Russia. How many people want Russia for years to be gone? No. God's going to use them in the last days, my brother and sister, until nothing anyone can do. Nothing. People can plan this. No. The world can join together. It could be Russia. It can be United States, China, all the countries coming in Russia, and they cannot remove them. Russia will destroy them all because that's what they've been raised for in the last days. There's prophecy about it. My brother and sister, that's not going to change. United States and the rest of the country can do whatever they want. Russia stole India the other day. You either join us or be destroyed. India said, no, we join you. India already joined them, my brother and sister. And all the Central America, including Mexico, already joined Russia, in case you're wondering. All Central America, Ecuador, Honduras, all those countries have joined Russia, including Mexico. Mexico, where you get your good taco, we already joined them. In case you're wondering, my brothers and sisters, they're all joining because Russia's giving them no choice. You join us or be destroyed. What do you think they're going to do? What do you think they're going to do? Are they going to use Mexico to attack the United States in the South? Yes. You got it. Through Central America? Yes. Through Cuba? Yes. All the submarines are already near Hawaii. They're seeing them. Thousands of them surrounding the United States, north, south, east, west, to destroy it. My brother and sister, it's all ready. It's all ready. Forget about everything. We're going out. The nation's going to be destroyed. The world's going to be destroyed soon. We need to be out. Don't waste time. You don't want to get up one morning and hear about nuclear weapon or the invasion of this country. This country will be invaded by China. And all the goods will be taken away out of this country. Everything left, they owe China more than what they have. More. It's in the trillions. They cannot even pay. When Donald Trump was in office, he was not paying the debt to China. They frozen the debt. They're not paying it now neither completely because they owe more than what they have into trillions. They were paying them daily over $50 million daily. At one time it was five, and then it was over 50. United States paying China daily over $50 million. My brother and sister. And the debt now is so high that they cannot pay it. They cannot. They have frozen it several times. It's like me telling you, I owe you. I'm sorry I cannot pay you. I'm going to stop this for a while. They're not going to take that nonsense. They're going to invade this country, take everything they have, and then leave it desolated. But we're not going to be around much. Someone was saying that we might see this very soon, and we might have to go through it, and we're not going through that. That's beyond. They're going to kill women. They're going to kill men. They're going to kill whatever they can find alive. They're going to begin shooting people. There were people in the 80s here in the United States that the Lord was giving them dreams and vision of China invading this country. And some of the producers make movies also. We were talking about a few movies that they have made. Some of these producers got it from some other people, got people who God gave them dream about China invading the United States in the last days. And they saw China coming in, killing everyone. Whoever did not want to are committed to them be a hostage, they kill them. Whoever refuses them, they kill you. They'll come and speak to you in broken English and tell them to surrender to them, and if you don't, they'll kill you. Several people in the United States have these dreams from the Lord. This is how it's going to be in the last day. There's no escaping for this nation. No escaping. Every other single nation will betray this nation and will join in the destruction, or China will, or Russia will destroy them in China. China and Russia have made pact already months ago that they're going to do this, and a bunch of countries already joining them. My brother and sister, the way it is, it's not going back. Why is it happening so quickly? Why is it going this way? Because God has shown it was going to go this way. If we're still here a few more months, we'll hear more countries joining Russia. If this is the way it is, there's no going back. This nation will be destroyed. There's no going back. As much as people love it, it's not going back. You don't believe me, go to the Lord about it. I don't like to speak negative about this nation. It's a blessed nation, but God is showing what's going to happen. There's no going back. It's just not going back. A lot of people think it is. They're dreaming. They're dreaming. My brother, destruction is coming. That's why the Lord's getting his people out. We're in 0 hour. The church is in 0 hour. I believe my sister Carter is coming on tomorrow night. My brother and sister, I hope she'll share some of the dream. She was talking to me about a dream. I hope she'll share tomorrow on the Lord's hour. Sister Carla, please bring some of the dream that you were telling me your daughter has. Praise the Lord. We need more confirmation as when God is showing his people. Please, more confirmation so people see that it's not my idea. It's God showing us the things that are being unfolding quickly. My brother and sister, he's showing it to several people over the years, and we need to speak them out. People need to know the truth before they come. My brother and sister, I believe if more people would have spoken about this virus that came in 2019 and the vaccine, there will be more people with their eyes open not to take the vaccine. I believe by people staying quiet when they have the dreams, people taking the vaccine that will remove them from the presence of God, and they will end up in hell. If more people would have spoken, I believe more people would have rejected the vaccine. But a lot of people who got this dream question the dream. You question your own motive. Don't question God. God is perfect. God doesn't make mistakes. We make mistakes. When he gave you the dream, what for you to speak it to his people and let them know, my brother and sister. Not for you to say, I don't know if the dream is of God, because I see people lining up in CVS and Walgreens to take a vaccine that was separating from God, but I don't know because, you know, it was just a dream I had, they say. Excuse me? You question God? You should have questioned your own motive. Not God. God is perfect. God will show you what was happening. But you were your doubt and unbelief. You are doubt and unbelief to take the best of you. No, my brother and sister. Share what God is showing you. The rest, God will take care of it. My brother and sister, I've seen people lining up in the hospital to take a vaccine that will take their soul to hell. I wonder what that means. I'm going to ask for more confirmation because I keep having the same dream. I wonder what God is trying to tell me. You should have just told people the dream the way you had it. Why didn't you tell people the way you had the dream, the way God showed it to you? People lining up to take a vaccine that they were going to remove the stuff from the body. That it would have probably sound crazy, but at least people would have said, I'm going to pray about this, and God would have confirmed it and say, don't take the vaccine because it will separate you from God. Be obedient. Be obedient, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Soon, this is what people are going to hear.
Kristu. And alimu reke ando tula majite kruti. Izindo lumu revi shikile apote. E no 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 tile para ki no 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 te machela ha. Vishule tikini musa te popole abate. Hijele mukra te.
I worship you.
Well, the time has come for you to take some big steps. That will cause a great change of scenery in your life. And now, the mountains shall be removed and hindrances shall be removed. And things are turning even now, for the goodness of God shall be manifested. So lift up your hands and lift up your eyes, for the glory of God shall be revealed and there shall be an increase measure that shall come upon you. And you'll shake off the dust of the past and arise and shine, for the glory of God shall be revealed. And I'll dress you up in some new clothes, saith the Lord, and give you access to my presence, and you'll enter into a new day, for I have turned your captivity, and now your mouth is filled with laughter.
Spirit, and they shall increase and they shall multiply for times of refreshing.
refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now today. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Te adoraré, porque no vives con nosotros aquí.